Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, some good news finally on the local retail front. We'll talk about that and more. Joined by Tim Landis, he's business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start talking about JCPenney. We knew that the company had planned to close quite a few stores across the country, and including some right here in Illinois, but Springfield was spared.
It was this time around, and you and I have seen, like, every couple of weeks lately been talking about retail store closings in Springfield. JCPenney's plans to close about 140 stores nationwide, including some in Illinois. But the JCPenney store in Springfield will remain open. This is not normally big news that we would write about something not closing. But in this case, we're talking about a retail anchor there at Dirksen Parkway and South Grand Avenue. It's been there more than 45 years, and it's really a key piece of the retail traffic in that particular area of Springfield.
And of course, Tim, you touched on it there, but we have seen other businesses move from the east side of Springfield through the years, and Penny's has stayed put. And it's continued to be, it looks like, relatively successful there in that location. And again, like you mentioned, if it were to move out, that would really be hurtful to that part of the town.
Well, and I don't remember the exact date. In the last few years, that store won a sales growth award for the company. So it has been one of their better performing stores traditionally. And it's significant to the point that in 2012, when the city of Springfield was looking at a new tax increment financing district on the east side of Springfield, they cited JCPenney's as one of the keys to attracting other retailers' commercial growth to that area. And since that was created, indeed, there has been some further development there, both residential and commercial. So it's a store, it's safe to say, economic development officials and consumers, no doubt, are relieved that it's going to remain there.
Let's take a look at the mass transit district here in Springfield. There's going to be some changes happening there. Demolition getting set to begin soon at 9th and Adams for the off-street transfer facility. What's happening with that? What's the need there?
Well, the Springfield Mass Transit District has been trying for years to find an alternative to their on-street transfer center that we've talked about before there at Capitol Avenue and 5th Street. You have passengers, I've done this myself, taking SMTD. Sometimes you're getting out, and you cross busy streets to get to the other buses, and certainly that creates safety issues. They expect to start demolition within the next couple of weeks, really, at the former Greco Sales Incorporated building at 9th and Adams. They're going to tear those buildings down. That'll probably go fairly quickly. Then once they get that leveled off, they plan to create a new transfer center with off-street boarding and departing. They're hoping at this point to have that open by the end of the year.
Finally, this week, an update on the Ridgely Village Hall building that has been sitting there for quite some time in quite a bit of disrepair at this point. What's the latest on that?
Well, we've had several of these historic structures facing demolition this year. Of course, probably the best known earlier this year was the former YWCA building downtown. That has since been demolished, and the city's still working up some plans to develop that block. Ridgely Village Hall is on Peoria Road at Elizabeth Street on the north side of Springfield. And just a quick bit of history about it. It was constructed in 1885. It served as a village hall and jail for the village of Ridgely, which was incorporated a couple of years before that and then annexed to Springfield in 1907. Well, a circuit court judge last week, after many months of hearings, ordered the owners to either fix it or tear it down within 45 days. At this point, it looks like probably demolition is the most likely outcome there.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.